Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, Mary. Hi. I thought the hurricane season was over.
Are you ready for a crazy ride? You're on your own, it ain't right. Something's gotta give in tonight. Together we can shoot the moon, stop the rain, even ride a hurricane if we wanna. Together we can walk into space, save the human race. Oh, if only we could see how to bring humanity to a point of clarity. Lucky you listen to me, I know the game, I've lived it well. Forget the shame, let's show and tell. This world is ours, no country fame. Our earth belongs to just one name. You'll find it in the heart of light. Bring the light and fight the night. So close your eyes and connect to me. Don't second guess, it's destiny. Together is the place to be. If we could only look and see. Together we can shoot the moon, stop the rain, even ride a hurricane if we wanna. Together we can walk into space, save the human race. You think we oughta? Now that we've got a strong connection, see the screen, eyes like projection. I know this life is not so easy, so I give thanks to little.
I know it's the truth,
life's so ironic. Sharing comments and hit that chronic. And many others come to find there's more to life than what's defined. The clock is ticking, there's so much time to free the soul and write the rhyme. Start searching high and read the caption. This is now your call to action. If we could only look and see. Together we can shoot the moon, stop the rain, even ride a hurricane if we wanna. Together we can walk into space, save the human race. Do you think we oughta? Together we can walk in space, save the human race. Do you think we oughta? Together we can do anything. Together we can.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome to Thirsty Thursdays with your host, the Dream Teacher. I am very excited to be with you this evening, as always and every Thursday. So thank you all for coming out. You are in store for a lovely show. This week, of course, we will be doing readings, having some good conversations as usual. If you would like a reading, we will be doing readings after 11:11. The number to call in is 646-727-2870. So if you'd like a reading, just give me a call, and all you need to do is press 1, and I will be glad to talk with you. So this week, I wanted to talk about everything that's been going on. I've had a couple of shows that were very, very informative, and they're kind of a little experiment for me, and I think they worked out pretty well. I learned and gained some new things and got some fresh perspectives. And the one show I did was Align My Planets, and that was about the changes going on around Earth and all the planets. And it's very, very, very fiery, as we have now Venus, or at least for myself, my ruling planet is Venus, and Venus finally went into Sagittarius and out of Scorpio territory. So it's been very passionate, very lots of passionate fire going around. And there's been a lot of changes to be had. We had a very, very enlightening full moon that was in Gemini this week. So communication has been on the rise. There's been a lot of communication. And depending on how you have been with yourself and all your karmic little situations, it was either positive or negative. I noticed there's so much on BTR about miscommunication and people talking shit and just going on and on and on about, oh, you know, fake people doing this and who's real and who's not. And, oh, my gosh, so much drama. And, you know, I'm sitting over here just enlightening myself and coming up with better ways of communication for myself and to communicate with other people, obviously. So that has been really crazy. And all my Gemini friends, and they've been, we've been communicating pretty well. So I thought it was pretty ironic. So Gemini, you should feel pretty in the middle of everything right now. And definitely center of attention. It should be pretty good. I'm not a Gemini myself. My brother's a Gemini, so I think he's good. Oh, he's at a concert right now. Look at him. Oh, hello, Holistic. Thank you so much, and thank you for coming this evening. Hello, Chimera, and hello, guest. Oh, and Charisse, hello. Thank you for coming. How are you doing? Good to see you here. And thank you for all the callers. We will be with you in a moment, so please hold. We will get to your calls. Again, after 11:11, as we are always doing wishes at 11:11, and I want everybody to consciously send their wishes out. So think of something good that you would like to manifest into your own life, and hopefully with the conscious collection of everybody here, we will make that wish happen. Couple of my wishes have come true. Not my big ones. Still haven't been working with Lady Gaga yet, but I'm keeping my fingers crossed. And definitely my wish is alive. I do want to share this lovely new information that I came across this week. And it is about Maya mechanics and about human design and human design types. So tonight, I actually received a new software, and I will be calculating and doing your charts, and we will see what type of person you are, and we're going to give some insight to that. It's a really good way for someone to figure out their strategy in life so that they can actually travel through and realize that there is fulfilled potential there and that you really can fill your life's purpose. And just by figuring out and being consciously aware of it and aware of what not to do, that's definitely a very big, it's a big clue for you. So we're going to be doing the readings again after 11:11. So hopefully you're thinking of your wishes. Let's see. Oh, my gosh. I found out so much about myself. It's so crazy. So crazy. And I was, like, looking up information, and I wrote down this quote. In the moments when someone can tell you about yourself, you love your own self. And that was a quote that I just came up with. And it was so ironic because as the projector, I found out that that is what happens with the projector. They have to reflect about other people before they can understand themselves. So if you're a projector, or if that resonates with you, then you're probably a projector. Oh, hello, Ian. Thank you for coming. Hopefully you're having a good night. I can't wait to talk to you in a little bit. let's see. Oh, my gosh. I do want to share. If anybody is not doing any sort of physical, spiritual activity, I highly, highly recommend it. I did some yoga this morning to wake myself up and to get my energy pumping and running through my veins, and it was so amazing. Oh, my gosh. I know I need to do yoga way more often. I want to actually start getting classes down instead of just following YouTube videos. So hopefully that will be something that will definitely be on the rise. Let's see what else has been going on this week. I finally found some things that I need to cut out of my life with all these changes, and it's working out pretty well. Oh my goodness. Already 11:10. All right. Everybody, I want you to think of your wish, grab it, and put it into your frontal lobe of your brain. Put it in your conscious awareness, so that way we can all become aware. And if you would like, please, please share your wishes with everyone else, so that way everybody knows about it, and we can get these wishes into manifestation. Speaking of which, there are such things as manifestors, and we will talk about that more, about the personality types, or actually the human design types, again, with those chart readings. So happy 11-11, everyone. I love you all. Happy wishes. I'm trying to figure everything out. All right. Hello, Anthony. Thank you for coming. Urban Border, whatever you prefer, but I know your name, so ha-ha. Okay. We're going to go to our first caller, area code 503. Hello and welcome. Thank you for calling.
Hello.
Hello. Where are you calling from and what is your name?
You don't remember talking to me last night?
I do, but nobody else knows who you are.
Oh, it's Mikey from Oregon.
Ah, okay. Hello, Mikey from Oregon. What can I do for you this evening? Would you like a reading?
Yes, I would.
All right, perfect. Now I'm going to do your chart first. What I need from you is your, you know the time you were born?
The time?
Yes.
No, I don't.
You do not know. Okay. Well, unfortunately, I cannot give you a chart reading without the birth time. So please, hopefully, if everybody else is hearing this, have your birth time ready. Because it's not accurate, and it doesn't even suffice, and it won't relate. It'll relate to you, but not directly. So I don't want to give any false information. So again, if anybody else would like a chart reading, please have your birth time ready. Okay, I'm going to give you a regular card reading. And what I need you to do is I'm going to draw cards for you, and I need you to count in increments from 1 to 7. And every time you say a number, I'm going to draw a card for you. So go ahead and begin at 1 whenever you're ready.
Okay, 1. Okay.
Okay, keep going until 7.
Oh, 2. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
All right, perfect. We're going to do the reveal. Okay. Immediately, I see, let's see, your first card is the whip. So that suggests that there's some strife and quarrels going on. I think it could be with somebody that has to do with money. A very bold figure. Somebody that's maybe even big in demeanor, but they're just a big person, and a big person in your life. Sometimes I think that they can be tricky and sly, and I think you're going to have to watch out for that. So watch out for, like, any tricky movements going on around your money.
Oh,
okay?
Okay.
Also, let's see. We have the moon next to the fox. So that is telling me that there's going to be some new ideas or invitations coming, and it's going to be in the form of a person, like, bringing you news. And it's good news. It's like almost like that knight in shining armor. And what that is going to provoke is changes in your life. Your last card is the road, and it's all about changes. So look, changes are very good. It's very good to embrace any change, as that is the only constant that we can always depend on is change. So definitely keep your head up and keep the positive feelings going, even after, you know, these arguments or whatever. It's not going to be a big deal, and you're going to be well off and being washed over.
Uh-huh.
So do you have any questions?
My friend Kendra wants to do one.
She wants a reading?
Yeah.
Okay. If you want to put her on, that's fine.
Hello.
Hi, what's your name?
Kendra.
Kendra, nice talking with you. Would you like a reading this evening?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, perfect. Now, I'm going to give you a card reading, and I'm shuffling the cards for you now, connecting to you intuitively. And what I need you to do is count in increments from 1 to 7. And every time you say a number, I'm going to draw a card for you, okay? So go ahead and begin at one whenever you're ready.
All right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
All right. Perfect. Now we're going to do the reveal. Oh, okay. Okay. Now, I also see your very first card is Strife and Quarrels, so maybe you and Mikey will get in a bit of an argument, but that's okay. It's going to provoke maturity within yourself. And the next card is the Tree, so that is telling you that everything that's happening is for, you know, growth and getting older, et cetera, et cetera. And it's going to be moved on. The next card is the Stork, which is the card of movement, and it brings in news. But it's not bringing in too good of news. It is about something that has been eating away at you. The mouse is your center card, so that's going to be your main focus. It suggests a loss rather than a gain. So look out for somebody that is trying to take away from you. That's actually very important. Let's see. The next card is the Snake. So what the Snake suggests is that although speech is over, silence is golden. So hold your tongue a while. Sometimes you don't have to. Sometimes saying or not saying anything is equivalent to saying anything at all. So I advise you to keep your mouth shut in situations. Okay. And what will come next is now we have the Book and the Moon. So the Moon is telling me that you're going to get some kind of invitation or an idea, something new, very new, and it reflects upon the Moon and the beauty of the Moon. But it also is telling me, since it's next to the Book and the Book is closed, that means that there's still information that needs to be discovered. So you're going to have to look into something, and then that new proposition will come to you. So watch out for that, and remember to use your imagination, because with the Moon and the beauty of the Moon, the light only gives us so much, and it only lights up our world so much, not anywhere near compared to the sun, so it leaves room for your imagination to play. So that's very key for you, yourself. Just keep your imagination running wild. It's a very, very important tool as a human being, and especially with yourself.
Okay.
Do you have any questions?
No.
No? Okay. Well, wonderful. Well, thank you for calling in.
All right.
Take care.
Okay, Brenda?
Hello.
Okay. So we just wanted to call on your show. Okay.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
Okay.
Have a good night. All right. We're going to go to the next caller. We're going to go to area code 956. Hello, caller.
Hey, Brandon. This is Ian.
Ian, how you doing, buddy?
I'm ready to rush home. Take a shower. I'm here.
Wow. All right. Well, I'm glad you made it. Thank you.
Sorry, I missed the show last week. Try to make it. Couldn't. I heard the recording archive.
Oh, yeah.
I do have to share that Roy, the one I sent you the picture.
Yeah.
Remember? Okay. We're getting tattoos of each other's name. He brought
it
up.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh.
That's why I need advice here. He brought it up. He mentioned it. Not as because we're not even boyfriends, mere good friends, but he thinks he has this thing where we connect very well, and he feels right about it, so he's getting my name on his skin.
Wow, that's pretty permanent.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
I've never had anybody do that for me.
Yeah, I can definitely feel... it feels like you're a little bit confused and kind of drawn back and not sure what to do. It feels like that almost too much dedication, especially for somebody that you're not in a relationship with. But I think it's okay. I mean, he's a younger guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, I mean, he's pretty gung-ho about doing stuff like that. He is down for that kind of thing. And you know what? I think you should take it as a good thing. It's, if somebody admires you that much that they want to get their name tattooed on them, I mean...
I'm getting his, too.
Okay, well, exactly. You both admire each other. And you're twin flames. Oh, my gosh, you should get your name.
That's the thing. Yeah, exactly. That came to mind. I was like, oh, my God, Brendan said this.
Well, Chance said that you guys are twin flames. I'm like, oh my gosh, I didn't even pick up on that, but I could feel exactly how you were feeling. I should have. Oh my gosh.
We've been spending so much time together. It's incredible. I mean, he works overnight, but sometimes he gets out like at 3 a.m. and he'll come to my condo and he'll sleep here.
Aww.
But I have my birth time. You asked for that.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna do your chart. What I need you to tell me your birth date first.
July
21st, 1986. 07, 1986. Okay, and then the time?
6:58 in the morning.
Okay, and the birthplace?
London, England.
All right, let me make sure I find you. All right, perfect. Okay, Ian, you are a generator, okay? And what your strategy in life is to respond, okay? Now, what this means is that your personality type, your human design type is, oh my gosh, very, very energetic. You have a lot of energy and power, but in order to access it, you have to respond. That's all you need to do. You just need to answer yes or no. And you'll know it, like intuitively, you'll know it in your gut that that's something that needs to be done or that's something that won't work for you. So definitely notice what you draw around yourself and like your aura. Because you do lose patience, and when you lose patience, it makes you unreceptive to those good invitations that would come your way, or something good that you would want to respond to. It kind of limits you, and then it gives you the negative effect, and that is going to lead to your self-esteem, which is frustration. And when you hit that, when you get frustrated and really frustrated, that means that you're not taking the right responses. You're not responding to the right things. So that's just a little bit about yourself. That's not like what's going on recently. Generators are roughly like 37% of the population. So you're like in the group. It's the it's the most common human design type. So you're one of those, like, everyday people.
Commoner?
What?
I'm a commoner?
Yes, but it's very good because you're just full of energy. And see, people like myself, I'm a projector, and we need the generators to act on. So without you, it wouldn't even be possible. let's see. You are also, I'll look at this one too. Your profile is a 2/5 profile, which means that you are the hermit heretic. The hermit heretic people are very practical. Their reputation is essential for them to maintain their place in society. They're naturally brilliant, and in some areas they prefer seclusion. Because people have false expectations of them, they're reluctant to change. However, on rare occasions, if they have a practical solution, they can call themselves out of seclusion. So,
That's true. Wow.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
That makes sense in so many levels.
Perfect, perfect. All right. Well, now that tells me a little bit about you. Also, you have a really deep awareness, and you have a really good sense of inner truth. So definitely follow that a little bit more. What else? That was the main one that I saw. That's very good. Oh, The Wanderer. I haven't seen that one yet. But you do have a very defined sacral center and a defined G center. And the G center is like your solar plexus and like the middle of your body. So you have that like fiery passion, if you will, like within you. It's, oh my gosh, these transits are so cool. And some of your weaknesses could be decisiveness. And being a role model. So, you know, that's all right. It doesn't even matter. You have somebody to balance that out. But you're very good at being cautious, which is very good. And your human design, what you think you are, you feel sometimes victimized, resolute, and then the positive ones. You're very polite. You have a very good dedication and continuing on like things and things in your life. And you have a very good knowledge of trust and how to understand and use trust. So, just one.
Let me ask you something about this, the whole generator word itself. Does that in any way associate me as being a leader? Or is it just because I'm full of energy?
You really are. You're just full of energy. You're full of lots of energy. But generators, they can be a leader. It really depends on, like, all your specifics. Let me see. I don't see too much leadership going on in your chart right now. Like, there's nothing that says, like, hardcore leader. But I do believe that you do have that because you can, you're very good at delivering. You're very good at that and showing other people how to get what they want, if you will.
The reason why I ask is because he seems to call all the shots. We're doing this. We're going here Sunday morning when I get out of work. We're going there. And I don't have a say. I'm not disagreeing. I love the fact that we're spending time together, but I don't, because of his work schedule, he works overnight. I don't like to push the fact that he's getting out and I want to see him. So he shows up, he wants to. I gave him a key to the condo. He's here when he wants to. And we're going to the movie Saturday night. We're going to dinner Friday night before I go to work. And I'm not calling any shots. That's why I was asking, is generator having anything to do with what he's doing?
Well, your purpose is to respond. So I have a feeling that he's probably either a projector or a manifesting generator, which means he, since he likes to call the shots, he likes to make everything up. So he's got that decisiveness to him. And really, the only thing that you need to do is respond yes or no. That's it. And just go along for the ride and enjoy it.
I do.
It's very simple.
Like he involves me in everything that he's doing. I've already met his mom.
Oh, my gosh.
He had dinner here on Thanksgiving with my family as opposed to going to spend Thanksgiving with his family.
Oh, wow.
He was here, and he met my entire aunts, uncles, I mean, the whole nine yards.
Aw. Well, that's excellent. That's so awesome. I'm very happy for you.
I am, too, and I'm very confused because I've always wanted this, and I've never had this, and now I have it, and I'm, like, in the neutral zone.
Exactly. Just stay there. All you need to do is respond. Just remember that.
Will do.
Enjoy it. Okay, do you want a reading tonight?
Yes, I do. Please.
All right, you know the drill. Go ahead and start at 1 whenever you're ready.
Wait, it's not 7 days. It's 3 days, isn't it?
Well, we're going to do the 7-card 1-day reading.
Okay, there you go.
All right, go ahead and start at 1 whenever you're ready.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
All right, perfect. I'm going to do the reveal. All right. Whew. Now, first card is the Six. So, I think, okay, there's something that's holding you back, okay? And it's something from your childhood. I think it's a childlike way of thinking about things. And it directly relates to figuring out information. Okay, let me get into this. Your central card is the Book, and it's closed again, so that means that you still have things to be looked into, things that need to be researched. I do see travel, and you're going to get good news about it. I think there's a new social place for you, something maybe not new, but it's going to be about it. There's going to be news about it. I think you traveled there, and I think you've been there before.
Right, we're taking a trip in 2 weeks to San Antonio.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. So I think there's research to be done about that. Have you got your plane ticket or anything, or are you driving?
Not yet. We're driving, but...
Okay. Okay, so I think that's where it's going to come up. You're going to be placed on hold with figuring stuff out. It's going to feel like that everything just kind of stopped at a dead end. But the good news is that there is news on the way. So there's going to be, like, the knight in shining armor bringing you, taking away, like, worries and all that, and it's going to be quite all right. It probably could be your boy, I have a feeling, but no guarantees yet. So only 2 negative cards, and it's nothing that you can't surmount. Remember, you are going to, I think, did you cut yourself off of something recently?
Yeah, finally, my ex.
Ah, and is he very immature?
He still emails me. I changed my number, and he doesn't have it, so he emails me. And because me and Roy, we've been going to some clubs lately, word got to my ex that I'm with Roy, and now he's emailing me stupid emails.
Yep. Okay, that's what I saw. Okay, yes, he's definitely very immature. He's like a child. And don't worry, it is like put to rest. It's not going to be bothering you anymore. He's going to be out of there. Something's going to happen to him. I'm not sure what it is. But he'll have that realization. And maybe that's something, I think once that happens, and like once it's like finalized and you get that final email, you're going to be attuned to look into something. And again, it's about that travel, so keep that in mind.
Okay.
All right, do you have any questions?
None. I mean, everything you say is self-explanatory all the time.
Well, I try.
Thank you, Brendan. As always, I feel so much better. I just needed to hear those words and the confirmations and the future, what holds.
It is a beautiful future. Trust me.
So hopefully by next Thursday, I'll have those tattoos. Me and Roy will have the tattoos done.
Oh, yes. You're going to have to show everybody a picture.
Of course.
Perfect. I'll be waiting here next week.
Okay. Well, there's other callers on queue, so I'll go ahead and get off and say thank you once again for everything.
Have a good night, Ian. Thank you for calling in.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. All right. Beautiful caller, Ian. You make me feel so good. Oh, my gosh. So exciting. All right. So we're going to go to the next caller, area code 646. You are on the air. Please tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Cherie from Queens.
Oh, hello, Cherie.
Hi. How you doing?
I'm very well tonight. How are you?
I'm all right. A little tired, but I'm surviving.
Exactly. Hey, that's the best we can do.
Yep.
So, do you have your birth time?
Yes, I do. 3:03 p.m.
I am so excited to do your chart. All right. What was the time? I'm sorry.
3:03 p.m.
3:03. Okay, and can I have your birth date, please?
9/8/1985.
All right. And I need the place you were born.
Queens, New York.
Okay. I've been there a while.
Hmm?
All right. Ooh, okay. You are a generator as well. And if you didn't hear about it before, your main strategy in life is to respond. I'll give a little bit more detail about the generators. You know nothing for certain until you're asked, and certainty comes from the sacral response. That's like that inner knowing from like your gut and your gut feeling, and you just know. You know when it's right or you know if it's wrong. You're very, very energetic, which is very good. So you're full of energy and power, but it can't be acted upon until you respond. That is your main strategy. That's all you really need to do is respond. Okay, if you're trying to come up and make the right decisions in your life, I would suggest to any generator to simply not even respond, make any ideas for like a whole week. And all they need to do is answer yes or no. And with that, like they're going to get so many opportunities. It's ridiculous. Oh, my gosh. Oftentimes, you find that you will overwork because you can do a lot physically, but it has to be the right work or else you're going to lead yourself into exhaustion. Let's see, what else? That's just about trouble sleeping and all that stuff. Okay, now your profile type is a 5/2. And what that means is you are the heretical hermit, okay? Now, these people are natural geniuses in some particular thing and have leadership potential, but they often don't see it in themselves. Because of the great expectations others place on them, they retreat into a private world. They often feel oppressed by these overblown expectations of society. So I feel like that directly relates to you.
True. That is true.
See, you are definitely, I think you've got like that little bit of psychic intuition in you.
A little bit of who?
Psychic intuition. So psychic things. Explore that a little bit. You're very, very creative, which is good. And you value universal ideas and like sort of like a little framework that inspires humanistic cooperation. So I think that is something else that needs to be pointed out to you. And you're definitely a natural leader. You are meant to lead and to guide. Let's see, what else? Oh my gosh. That is a very powerful connection. You have a very strong connection with the channel of surrender. it's a design of a transmitter, and I'm not even sure of myself what that means. So, can't do this too much. Let's see. You have a defined sacral center, a defined heart center, a defined G center, and a spleen center. So your body and your lower body is very strong. Like I said, that gut feeling, really rely on that. That is your main knowing.
Right.
Let's see. Some weaknesses that you have. You have weaknesses with, like, brotherhood and sisterhood, I think. It's an intellectual understanding that is rarely put into action. And it's where the idea cannot restrain the sex drive. So brother and sisterhood bonds can be overdrawn because of overzealous feelings. You're also very compulsive. I see that. Probably going over on that credit card limit, I'm guessing.
No.
Okay, good.
Oh, I have my stuff in check.
Okay. I definitely didn't. I learned out the hard way.
Right?
Sometimes we have to.
Yeah, sometimes you have to.
You're very good with confusion. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. I would think that's a good thing, but it's an up for you, if you will. And you are very good with authority. You've got that, like, iron hand, you know, to lay down the law.
Yeah, it's true.
All right, so that's a little bit about yourself. And your theme and the generator's theme is frustration.
Mm.
So whenever you're not following the right path and responding to the right things, you're going to find frustration is key for you, and you're going to get very frustrated. So when that comes up, you know you're not doing the right thing. And all you need to do is just respond to the right thing, that's all.
Right.
Very simple.
That's true. I've been noticing that, you know, over the, like, post-graduation period. I've been frustrated with the whole job search thing. But meantime, I do have a job, but the job I'm at is not really where I, you know, envisioned myself when I did graduate, so it did get frustrating. But then after a while, I kind of found the positive in the situation, and it's working for now, so.
Exactly. Yeah. Now you just need to look out for that next invitation, next place to put your energy. And again, all you have to do is say yes or no.
Mm. Okay.
All right. Would you like a little 7-card reading this evening?
Okay.
All right. What I need you to do is count in increments from 1 to 7. Every time you say a number, I'm going to draw a card for you. So go ahead and begin at 1 whenever you're ready.
All right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
All right. Beautiful. We're going to do the reveal for you. Ooh. Oh, my. Okay. Now, your center card is the Lily. Now, that directly relates to your professional life if looked at singly. Okay? And it's next to the Fish and the Fox. So money is definitely going to be of concern. And I think you're going to get some money, actually. It looks like it's coming into you. There's some things that I think you've been thinking about that is very new to you. I feel like it's an area of study. It could even be a book itself. But you're going to get some kind of message from this book, from this figuring out. It's the book, so it means that there's still things that you need to learn and figure out yourself.
Right.
Sometimes it can also be like a book from publishing itself, but I don't think so in this case. It's just something that still needs to be revealed to you. But it's bright and optimistic, so that's good. Also, it's next to the letter, so I think you're going to receive some kind of word about it. It could be news or possibly a contract, I think. and it's going to bring you money. So look for that. Again, it's going to relate to your professional life. I think now the fox is next to the lily. So I think you're going to have to act a little sly in your demeanor because it's crowning your central card. So I think that's calling out for you not to tell the whole truth of something. You understand?
Yes.
Okay. And it's going to directly relate to your thoughts. So you're going to be thinking about it. And I feel like it could either relate to you or there's a woman involved. Let's see. I think it could be actually, I think it's related to you, just because it's the clouds, and the clouds represent your thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be like a realization or a thought about yourself, and you don't need to disclose that information. Just keep it kind of sly and under wraps. You don't have to reveal it, that's all.
Right.
Okay?
Okay.
Do you have any questions?
No, I'm fine.
No?
No, I'm okay. Yeah. I usually put it in my pipe and smoke it and then keep it moving. It'll probably all click later on like it did last time, so. Yeah.
That's all right. I'm more than happy to help. Well, thank you for calling in, Char, and I'll talk to you probably in the chat.
Yes, you will. All right. Take care. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Beautiful, beautiful call. Oh, so wonderful. All right. We're going to go to the next caller, area code 716. Hello, and thank you for calling. Can you tell us who you are and where you're calling from this evening? Hello, caller 716. Hello, hello. I have a feeling it could be Anthony, but he might be away from his phone at the moment. Oh, Dionysus, hello. Thank you for coming through. Oh, my God, look, I just sounded like you. How gross. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Aw, thanks, D. Greatly appreciated. All right. Well, 716, I'm going to have to hang up and take you up there. We're going to go to area code 201. Hello, caller, and thank you for calling. Can you tell us who you are and where you're calling from tonight?
I'm Deanne, and I'm calling from New Jersey.
Hello. How are you this evening?
Good. How are you?
I am fantastic.
Good.
Would you like a reading?
Absolutely.
Okay. Now, I am doing your human design charts this evening, and if you have your birth time, birthplace and birthday, I would love to set that chart up for you.
Okay.
Do you know the time you were born at?
3:02 a.m.
Okay. 3:02. And what is your birthday?
2/5/84.
Oh, okay. You're an Aquarius.
Mm-hmm.
And where were you born at?
Buffalo, New York.
All right, Buffalo, me too. All right, calculate your chart. Ooh, all right. We have a couple things in common. You are a projector as well. Now, projectors are the guides in society. They make up roughly about 20% of the population. So they are few and far between. Now, what they do is they guide energy. They move it into places. They know the right ways to go with it. That is, like, your main thing. Your main strategy in life is to wait for the invitation. Now, that directly relates to, like, your major decisions that you're going to make within your life, like marriage, career, moving, etc. You need to wait for those decisions to come to you.
Okay.
Now, your theme in your life is bitterness.
Ooh.
And when you have to wait for those decisions or you make the wrong ones, you'll find that you yourself will become very bitter. And that is just telling you that you are not responding, you're not taking the right invitations in your life. So, and the very simple explanation to, or a very simple solution to that is just wait. You need to just wait for the right opportunities. And you have, you're very, very intuitive yourself. You have like this inner truth. You're very aware of universal properties and things that are going on. Are you, do you work on psychic abilities?
I don't.
No? Okay, well that's something that I suggest that you definitely look into. Because
really?
You have, yes, you have that ability. You have that inner truth, and you're very, very creative. And those are definitely good psychic qualities. Also, well, let's see. Some other things. You may, I think you're a bit stubborn. which that's quite all right, don't worry. It's just something that's very strong in your person. It's connected to your root center, which is like your base, and your spleen, which is your the middle of your stomach. So, like, that's just kind of where those derive from, and that's where the stubbornness is. It's very much deep-rooted within yourself. But that's okay. That's just who you are, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with that, honey.
Okay.
Some good things. You're very investigative. You like to look into things and detect about new developments that are on the rise.
Sure.
I feel that you can be very manipulative, but not so much, but it's kind of a downfall. And I think that you could be more prepared in your own life, if that makes any sense with you.
It actually does.
I think you should focus on that and being prepared. Now, as a projector, that is pretty much your job. Your job is to be prepared for those invitations. You need to be in the right position within yourself and in your immediate surroundings so that you can get the very best opportunity. So focus on preparing and just think about how new invitations are going to come into your life and what place you are at in your own life to reflect that opportunity. Because when you're, say you're like a very in a very negative attitude, you're really in that theme of bitterness, you're going to call into your life some not good invitations. And although they are invitations, nonetheless, you're going to, you need to listen to that voice inside of you. It's that intuition, imagination, that creative inner knowing power, and it's within yourself and only yourself. Let's see, you have full definition, and your inner authority is in your splenic center. Also, you are a 3/5 personality, and what that means is you are the martyr heretic. Now, let me break down what those are. These people are the great experimenters in life. They're problem solvers with a scientific inclination. They'll bump into everything that doesn't work in society and will find practical solutions for it. Often, others get tired of hearing from them about everything that doesn't work. So that could be a little frustrating. And this can lead to social isolation. I feel that directly relates to you. As well, I have the same exact thing, so I know exactly how you feel.
Okay.
but definitely focus on that creative energy and just look at what invitations are being placed in front of you. And if they're not right, make sure you prepare yourself to get those better situations.
Okay.
So just a little bit about yourself. Would you like a reading also?
Sure. Yes, please.
What I need do is count in increments from 1 to 7. Every time you say a number, I'm going to draw a card for you. So go ahead and begin at 1 whenever you're ready.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Beautiful. All right, hon. I'm going to do the reveal. Ooh, okay. Now, the first card is the cross. So you definitely are a spiritual being. And you're going to get message. I have a feeling, I think you're holding something back from me. I'm not sure what it is. But let's see. I have a feeling it's about your your spirituality yourself. You're very, very mature, and you have this like enigmatic feeling to you. You're very positive, and I see that. So let's see. The first card is the cross, and it's the card of destiny. So it suggests that your destiny and path is in the hands of God, or one God, or whatever you believe in. It's in their hands, or his or her hands, whatever. And you're going to be receiving some good news. I feel like this could almost be it, as I kind of reflect it, knight in shining armor sometimes. But
I like that.
It's about your spirit self, and it could, now the fox is next, which it tells you not to reveal everything. It tells you that sometimes you need to be tricky, because it is crowning your central card, and your central card is the tree. It's very, very, very good card. It suggests strength, health, and vitality, and indicates wonderful growth and confidence.
Okay.
So be very confident in your sly demeanor for whatever reason. Let's see. We have the bear next to the tree. So that is telling me that you yourself are very bold and strong, and you need to maintain that attitude in the next days coming. Let's see. The bear, it's a very friendly card, so it's always good, and it always indicates something really big. I just want to see if it's directly related. Not so much next to the moon. I think it's going to be some kind of big invitation. And actually, you know, it seems like it could be a proposition even. And you're going to receive this probably in the next day or so. And it's going to make you crave to want to know more about it. I feel like it's about your own maturity and growth, and you're going to have, like, that sudden, you know, aha moment. You're going to have that realization, like, oh, okay.
I love it.
You're definitely going to be in the books looking around and finding tons and tons of research. And, hey, that's definitely what you should be doing. You're a projector, so you need to be prepared.
Okay,
do you have any questions?
I don't think so.
No? Oh, wonderful. Nobody has questions. That must mean
I'm just absorbing it.
Exactly. I feel you. All right, hon. Well, if you do have any questions, then you can always contact me. You can email me here or my personal email at thedreamteacher@gmail.com. And thank you for calling in this evening, hon.
Thank you so much. Have a good night.
You too. Take care.
Bye.
All right. We are going to go to the next caller. We're going to go to area code 440. Hello, caller. Please tell me who you are and where you're calling from.
Is it me?
Oh, Tony. Hello, Tony.
Oh, it's good.
You never follow the rules. What the hell?
I'm sorry. Okay, I'm Tony, and I'm from Menor on the Lake near Cleveland, Ohio.
Well, thank you for calling in tonight. Would you like... Do you have your birth time?
Yeah.
Okay, wonderful. I love when people are prepared. It just makes me so damn happy.
Doesn't it?
It kind of makes my pants tighten. Ah, just kidding. Okay. All right, what is your birthday, Tony?
My birthday is 11:30 88 at 6:30 p.m.
You said 11:30 88 Okay.
And then
and
it was at 6:30 p.m.
6:30, so that is 18:30.
16.
And?
Wait, yeah, 18.
18.
Yeah. And I was born at Euclid Hospital.
Euclid, Ohio. All right. Let's do your little chart. Okay, I thought so. You are a projector as well. You're definitely very connected to spirits. Let's see. your main strategy in life, again, is to wait for the invitation. That's the name of the game here, is waiting. So keep that in mind. You're definitely very spiritual. You are very powerful in what you know and what you do. So picking the right invitation is absolutely key in transforming your life and picking out the right way for your life to go. So keep that in mind. When that doesn't happen, you're going to end up very bitter. That is your theme. So when you're not on your life path and you are bitter, just know that you're accepting the wrong invitations. And all that suggests, and the very simple way to fix that is just wait and wait for the right opportunities. Now, you are, I think you're very unstable because you have a lot of judgments within yourself. That's a very strong thing within you. You definitely are committed to the higher principles, you know, the higher, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
The iron, if you will, whatever anybody wants to call it.
Yeah.
You are also very communal, and you are very much seeking to be part of a whole. And that could be very frustrating for you if you don't find that community. But you do have progress on your side, so keep that in mind. You're very progressive. And you have enthusiasm, so use that to your advantage. Also, the big other thing that is going on with you is you are very, very accepting. And that is a wonderful trait to have. Not enough people have that. So when I see that, it just makes me smile and makes me feel so good, even about myself. Being a gay male, I know that you're accepting of it, obviously.
Yeah.
It's a very admirable thing to have. Okay, now your profile, you have a 4/6. And what that is you are the opportunistic role model. Now, these people are witnesses of their social environment. They're the great networkers in their immediate community and circle of family friends. They are seen as friendly and sociable by others. Through observation, they develop good interpersonal skills. Ultimately, they must mature into role models of what they have observed that works. So I think that directly relates to you.
Yeah, pretty much.
Let's see.
I could talk to anybody. Everybody hates it. I'll go into a store and I'll leave 2 hours later because I got caught in a conversation with some stranger.
Let's see. We have some. I'm going to tell you a little bit about your personality. Now you can be.
Oh God.
Very rigid. You can be very rigid at times, and you have the tendency and revolution to accept a certain amount of necessary deviation on the assumption that it can be successfully purged later. And that, it brings out the ego and the weaknesses of the ego. And in its loneliness, tries to maintain, and you need to, it doesn't want to reject the negative relationships and possibilities. So I think that's a little bit of a weakness. You need to really go into your inner knowing of what is good and what is not good for you. Also, you are really, really dedicated to that communal feeling, and it doesn't happen a lot for you. You have a lot of doubt with it. So I really want you to work on that. That's something that I want you to work on. And focus on this good point that you are the opportunist, okay? And you it says transformation that is transcendence to a higher code. It's the maintaining of behavioral patterns until the right moment and opportunity for transformation comes directly into your life. So again, it's that wanting to be recognized. It's like you're harboring so much talent and so much beauty and amazing things within yourself, and nobody even knows, nobody can even see it. And your main point is to be recognized. And again, you have to wait for that. It's something that you have to wait for, and you have to be invited to call upon and to let that light shine. But don't get carried away, as that is one of your weaknesses, and it happens a lot with you. You tend to get carried away with things. You really need to focus on the inner knowing, and a lot of it will disperse the negative aspects to your personality. I also think that sometimes you can have a creative block and lack of inspiration. Also, you have, you're very powerful, and you have extreme reaction. So it's very good. Whenever you need to react, you will act. Like when there's something that you know you need to do, you will damn well do it, and you're gonna do it good too. So,
I like the way you said that.
Also, you're one of your other follies is focus.
Yeah.
And you need to, as I keep saying it, you need to focus on this, focus on that. You need to focus on focus and what the hell that even is.
Yeah, trust me. I know ADD is not a friend of mine.
Yes, I see that. You have a triple split definition. So you've got like three things that are going on within you that are just so intense. Your inner authority is emotional. So you're not going to find truth in the now moments. You're going to find truth in waves. And you're going to have an up wave and you're going to have a down wave. So take note of when these emotional waves happen. You're going to have an up and you're going to have a down. You obviously don't want to make decisions and take invitations that happen on your down. So wait till you know, like you know, like you know that it's the right thing to do. Okay?
Okay. All right, yeah, I was just in one of those down moments like a week ago. No, like it was like less than a week ago, but it happened for like 2 weeks.
Okay. So now take advantage of that. Take advantage of knowing when that happens and wait for that right opportunity because it's coming. It's coming your way. Let's find out. Do you want a reading tonight?
Oh, yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
Okay. All right. You know the drill. I need you to count an increments from 1 to 7, and every time you pick a card, say a number, I'm going to draw a card for you. So go ahead and begin at 1 whenever you're ready.
1. 2. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
All right, beautiful. Gonna do the reveal here. Ooh. Oh, a lot of people are getting similar cards. All these projectors, man, I'm telling you. Okay.
Well, you know what's coming, right?
What's coming?
A blue full lunar eclipse.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. A blue one?
Yes, it's a blue moon. It's also a full moon, and it's also a lunar eclipse.
Ooh, would you care to enlighten us about what happens during that time?
Well, it's a very magical time, and any magic or, like, special, like, acts, you know, will be like, set like okay,
wow.
Hold on, let me find an example. Like
when
does this takes place on December 31st.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
That's gonna be
so
crazy.
Yeah, like any spell work or magic done on that day will last for 3 years.
Oh my gosh. Well, that's definitely an advantageous thing to do. I think I want to do this. Oh, my gosh. Guess what? Guess what?
Hold on. Wait,
guess
hold
what?
On. Let me warn some people first. My mentor told me that it would not be a good day to go out on the New Year's because of what is the moon will be doing, because a lot of people are going to be crazy.
Oh, my gosh. Well, guess
affects
what?
People as it is.
31st. I'm so excited. 31st is a Thursday.
Yeah.
And that means I'm going to be doing the new year. I might be in New York City. I'm not sure. I don't know if I'm going to go there yet. But if not, oh my gosh, it's going to be so crazy. And of course I'm having the show I think I'm going to do a special show for that night. So
make sure
you all stay tuned in, because I really want to do a special show for New Year's. And we can call in and do something really crazy. So I will keep you posted on that in the weeks to come. Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Thank you for that little bit of information.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Do you have anything else about the new moon, or is it just going to be really, really intense?
I will keep you updated. I will do some research.
Good deal. That's what I'm talking about. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, your reading. Your central card is the mouse. So you're going to have a little bit of a loss. Not much, though. It's going to feel like a loss, but it's really not a big deal. Let's go to the first card. You have the child. And the child next to the moon. So it's a very, I feel like it's almost you're finding that inner child within, within yourself. And I feel like something new, actually, it feels like, I think an honor is going to come to you. And once this honor comes to you, it's going to stir things up and put things into motion. And
wait, what do you mean, like, honor?
Some kind of honor, like being honored, like getting an award, or like something that really makes you feel like honored. Like there's no other way to describe it. It's just you'll feel honorable. Hmm?
My priesthood, maybe.
That's what I think.
My test is coming up. Yeah, my test is coming up.
Okay, I see that. Okay. Now, don't worry. It may feel like you've lost something, but it's such a good game. You're going to gain a lot of knowledge and maturity from it, and you're going to grow. And it's going to directly affect your home environment. And as the tree is next to the house, and the house is next to the sun. So the light is shining on all of your affairs. I'm not talking about, you know, just light. I'm talking about that enigmatic, divine light that creates all of love and really shines over things. It's really shining on your affairs, and it's keeping your home life safe, and really that's something that you can definitely rely on. All right, so do you have any questions?
No, I think I'm good.
No? Okay, wonderful. All right, well, thank
you.
Yeah,
but I want to tell you, this was really weird. Can I tell you this real quick?
Sure. All
right, I went across the street, because you know where I live. I went across the street to Walgreens to get something to drink. Well, I was coming back, and this guy drove in front of me across Andrews Road, and I was walking in the Marathon parking lot, and he stops on the road right next to it and asked me if I wanted a ride.
Oh.
Yeah, it was really weird.
Yeah, it was pretty weird. What did he say?
I just stood there for a brief second and then walked away, and then he pulled into Marathon parking lot. And then I just dipped around the corner because, I live right here, so. It's just really weird. Like, I had to tell somebody. It was just really weird.
Well, thank you for telling me. I love hearing funny stuff like that.
Yeah, it was really weird.
All right, Tony. Well, thank you for calling in. Have a good night, man.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Take care.
I will. You too. I'll talk to you later.
Bye. All right. All right, we're going to go to the next caller, and I don't know what his deal is, so let's see. Area code 716, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up?
Oh, you answered this time.
Yeah, I answered before. I don't know what the hell happened.
Oh, really? That's weird. I couldn't even hear you at all.
Hmm.
All right. Do you have your birth, Mr. Anthony?
Yeah, it's 11:14 p.m.
All right.
And August 31st, 1985.
Hang on a second. I got a PM, you said?
Yes.
Okay, so that's 23:14. And your birthday is when?
August 31st, 1985.
Okay. And your birthplace, sir?
Buffalo, Buffalo, New York.
Okay. Oh, another Buffaloian. Okay. I knew it. I knew it. Okay, you are a projector as well. If you haven't heard what everybody else got for the projector, your main theme and your main strategy is to wait for the invitation. You're very much a very powerful energy being. You have lots of power within you. And the main thing that you need to do, and the very crucial and critical thing, is you have to wait to be asked and invited for the big things in your life. Again, like marriage, work, moving, anything big like that, any finances, contracts, wait for that kind of stuff to be invited. You're usually very sensitive to, like, all sorts of energy and, like, a very sensitive being. Now, their main theme is bitterness. When things don't work out your way, when the invites don't work out and they're negative, or in the period of waiting, you can sometimes be bitter. And, again, the simple solution to that is you wait for the next decision. That's all. That's the name of the game here with projectors, is waiting. Because your main and specific gift is to work with and guide the energy of others. Because generators and manifesting generators have really, really strong energy. They just don't know what the hell to do with it. And that's why they come to the projectors. And we guide them. And we show them where it works, where it doesn't work. We are very good directors. We know how to put things into the right places, and it's that inner knowing. Now, it's just a little bit about the projector. Now, your profile type is a 4/6, and that means that you are also the opportunistic role model. Just reinstated again. These people are the witnesses of their social environment. They're the great networkers in their immediate community and circle of family and friends. They're seen as friendly and sociable by others. Through observation, they develop good interpersonal skills. Ultimately, they must mature into role models of what they have observed that works. So that directly relates to you. We're going to go to your main Maya mechanics. Okay. You, spontaneous transformation, no, it's not something. Okay, you definitely have that childlike feel to you. That youthful folly, if you will. Sometimes they say it's bad to be a child all the time, but not in your case. It works out very well for you. Keep that childlike demeanor to you. You have a defined heart center. You also have a defined G center and throat center. So definitely work through your heart, your heart feelings and like that. I don't know if you know about the chakras, but focus on that heart chakra. That's where a lot of your truths and inner knowing will come from. And it will be spoken for you. You have a very powerful voice. So use it. let's see some other things. Waiting is a very big thing for you. Now, I feel... See, this is weird. I see this star, and it comes up, and I still don't know what it means. It's like you got both. Catch the music norms will not escape this one. Okay, we'll skip that for now. You're very good at offering service to other people. You're very dedicated to that. And when it's something that you like doing, you serve the highest values. And the energy to want to be of service is related within you. So you really want to help other people and be of service. You are creative, but is completely separate from your will and your will to be creative. So I think your creativity... What?
Like something that's kind of like out of my control.
Right. Say sometime you need to be creative, like you need to call upon the act of creation. Well, if you will to do so, it is more likely to happen for you.
Right.
Right.
It is completely independent of the creation process. Like, you have this process within you. And you're also just very, very creative. So I think that's a good thing. I feel like it has something to do with art or something, but that's besides the point. You have a very good influence, and you can definitely influence other people. You also have that Gate 13, like Charisse does, the Fellowship of Man, where your universal ideas and values in an ordered framework inspire humanistic cooperation. So definitely working for the better of humankind is something that you would focus on. You have a hard time experiencing self-actualization. So, and that fixating planet is Venus. So you kind of have to play around and notice when Venus makes its transits. Like, right now would be very advantageous for you because it's in a fire sign. And fire is all about creation and doing. So take advantage of that, definitely, in the next month or so.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, and that's a little bit about yourself. You're also, your inner authority is the emotional solar plexus. So that inner knowing is going to come from the body, like the body from the heart chakra down to the sacral chakra. In between there.
Yoga.
And you are the emotional. So you're not going to find truth in the now moment, but you will find it. You'll find your good opportunities and invitations come in waves. And when you have the good wave and the good rise and you're feeling good, that's when you need to take those invitations. You really need to plan it then. I need to stress that to you. That's something that needs to be brought to your attention.
Okay.
You also have a split definition. So that means that there's two sides of you that are very, very strong. It's the seeking to be part of a whole and commitment to higher principles. Those are big things within yourself. Okay, so that's a little bit about your chart. It goes hardcore in depth. I could go on for hours and hours. But would you like to get a quick reading tonight? We've only got 3 minutes left.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Okay. What I need you to do is count in increments from 1 to 7. Every time you do, I'll draw a card for you. Ooh, that's a good sign. All right, I just dropped a mini card, which is always good. So go ahead and begin at 1 whenever you're ready.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Oh, my gosh, that's so fast. Seriously, you should watch me try to keep up with people when they count so fast. Okay. Now, we've got the bear, which is something big. There's big thoughts going on within yourself. It's about your home, and you need to cut yourself off from something about your home. That's your main focus, is cutting things off. Once you do, you're going to have, I think you're going to be traveling to a foreign place, and it's going to be a big event, a big obstacle in your life that is really going to provoke a lot of changes. Are you traveling anywhere?
No.
Not yet? Okay. That's definitely going to come up. Lots of foreign changes are going to be coming up. Lots of things that seem foreign to you.
Mm.
Like, so much. I really need to stress that you need to cut off that aspect of home. That, I think, overzealous kind of feeling I'm getting. So watch your thoughts and watch how you're thinking about it and just take note of it. And, again, remember to cut yourself off because you need to prepare yourself and put yourself into the right position so that you can get the right invitation as the projector so that you can guide the energy in the right direction. Okay?
Okay, thanks.
If you have any questions, you can just hit me up after the chat. And thank you for calling in, Anthony.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome. Take care.
Bye.
All right. Well, dang, that was a fast show. It went by so fast. I don't even know how that happened. I'd like to let you know that if you want to get a hold of me and you would like a more in-detailed reading and a personal reading, you can give me a call at 1-800-ASK-KEEN, and my extension is 039-68-444. And that is my personal line. You can call me for life coaching and spiritual advice. And and I will be glad to work with you on that. Also, if you have any questions, feel free to email me at thedreamteacher@gmail.com. Thank you, everyone. Infinite love and gratitude to all that came here. Have a great night and sweet dreams all.